Matt Bai joins us now. He's a writer for the New York Times Magazine. But anyway, Matt, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Nice to talk to you, John. That was a good conversation. If you want to talk about the Yankees with me, we can skip all the political stuff and I'd be fine.
Well, let's see how much time we have left after we talk about your article in the New York Times Magazine this Sunday. You know, we talk almost every day about the mechanics of making policy changes, and Obama ran on change we need and got elected on all of that change. But your piece in the Sunday Magazine is a pretty interesting cautionary reminder that while the president is constantly asking Americans to trust him for getting things done, what's really going to have to happen is that Americans have to trust the government being able to deliver. And you begin with the discussion of the Cash for Clunkers program that maybe it's hard to trust the government these days.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there are a number of people. We've all seen the polling. There's a segment of Americans who live on the ideological left and believe that government, really has gotten a bum rap and is a tremendous solution to problems. And there's a segment of Americans who live on the right and believe that government never does anything right and everything should be done privately.
And in fact, the Republicans have run on government is the problem, not the solution, ever since Reagan.
Ever since Reagan, exactly, or before even, starting with Goldwater. And I think, there's a vast swath of Americans somewhere in the middle. I count myself among them, and most of your listeners may too, who believe that government is a benevolent force that does things that are critically important and has been expanded and improved, but who share frustrations and skepticism over the unintended consequences and the inefficiencies and in our daily lives when we deal with bureaucracies. And there is a skepticism that Republicans have really expertly exploited over the last 20, 30 years, as you point out. And I think that, one thing Democrats have really overlooked in this discussion of change is that before you can ask people to further expand government in dramatic ways, you need to acknowledge that it doesn't always work, that not everything you've done in the past, the last great experiment with liberal government wasn't flawless, and that you actually intend to do it better and more accountably. And there's been really nothing in this discussion to indicate that they want to reform government rather than simply grow it.
Well, there was a little discussion about transparency in the stimulus package, but we haven't heard much about that since. I guess what you raise in this piece that I think is a real alarm bell is that what they're risking in the Obama administration is that they make real change and develop a health care reform package that adds an enormous federal bureaucracy, and that these middle-of-the-roaders or idealistic Democrats will go to the government expecting services. It's not delivered, and suddenly they become really disillusioned Democrats who are easy pickings for the Republicans in 2012.
Well, I think that's an excellent point, John. If you go further down the road, it's absolutely true. You have to set expectations correctly, and you really have to, in a sense, re-educate citizens. And I don't mean that in a patronizing way. I think voters are smarter than their leaders are almost all the time. But I do think that, we've lost a link in our public discussion between revenue and spending and investment in spending, that this attack on government, this relentless attack on the public sector for decades, has left, generations of Americans kind of vague about how it all actually works and what's expected of them and what's expected of government. And you really have to get to that level of discussion. And look, in the shorter term...
Let me just leave it there, because the discussion is sort of picked up in your article, The Truth About Bureaucracy, which is in this Sunday's New York Times Magazine. Are the Yankees going to win the series, Matt? You got two seconds.
I really hope so. If they can get their number two starter all set, I think so.
All right, Matt Bai, writer for the New York Times Magazine.